This is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have some wonderful healings again. And tonight is a special night, which we call Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So if you're interested in physical healing, we'll be doing this probably in about a half an hour, going to the Light Ship. And this is creation energy, what Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings. So if you're brand new to the program, I'd like you to click on Creation Light Ship Healings. And scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. And once you're there, we're going to activate the beautiful light beam right now. So you're going to see the actual picture change as this divine presence of her comes into your monitor screen. So I'm scrolling down right now on my screen. And here we go. And she's up on my screen. So there's male and female energies on the light ship. Also, there's ones that are like unisex. We're going to bring you one of the females right now. And if you wish to join us with questions here on the fast chat, you can. Just type in a question, and we have a sponsor tonight, which is Kyle. And here we go. We're going to energize the light beam. And you're going to watch the picture actually physically change on your monitor screen. You're going to probably see more brilliance. Might see the eyes start to connect with you through the heart. These are all heart-based healings. The light ship does not use mind because mind energy is the darkness. This is where you're put into time. And the timeline that we're living is the dark side energies controlling us, just like your natal chart. So once you hear a few of these programs, you start to wonder what you're involved with in this lifetime, because you don't at first necessarily understand what I'm talking about. And this happens to a lot of people. I get emails from people saying, gee, Ron, it took me about four or five shows to finally understand that I don't want to be connected to mind energy any longer, because the mind energy is in time. And in time is the predictions and the prophecies of the earth plane, which is the dark side energies, much like your natal chart of the planets controlling you. So then the next question is, you say, gee, how do you have free will here if you're set up from birth to have the planets controlling your lifestyle and your whole life path? Well, that's not of the light. So once you finally understand that, then you start listening more and you start understanding that you must connect to your spirit in your heart center. And so remember, when you're in time, then you're on the timeline, and that's controlled by mind, collective consciousness, where people get their information from, channelings, etc. And that energy is the darkness energy. That energy separates you from your heart because it's very, very strong. So you have to go back into your heart center, and then you're out of time. And when you're out of time, then you're connected to source energy. Source energy is not in time. So once you understand that, those two simple concepts, then you're going to realize that you want to become more heart-centered with yourself. So we're going to do a little sample healing here. We're going to do an emotional clearing for those of you listening. This will get you a little more centered, and then we'll do the heart-to-mind drop. So here we go. We're going to take away some of the emotional traumas the last 5 days. So this is the same healings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you should feel your body relaxing. For those of you who actually are sensing more of the feelings inside of yourself. Remember, we have feelings and emotions, two different energetic bodies that control us, we'll say. We'll do the feeling body. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And there are those people out there who work in their senses. We'll do a sensory body clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for those of you who worked a lot with your mind, your mental areas here, the thinkers out there pondering great thoughts, this is your mental body. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we're going to do a clearing now of entities. I'm doing a special session tomorrow. It's a 8-hour special conference call. If you wish to come on, for the first-timers, the cost is $175. If you've done the previous weeks that we've had this, it's $100 for you. And your animals and pets are free if you come on the call. So here we go, along with children. So what we're going to do now is entity releases. Now, these are our Earth-based entities. The call tomorrow is for extraterrestrial. And believe me, the people who were on the calls before finally understand what's controlling them, what's inside of their bodies, wiggling around. And it's quite something. We'll have Kyle come on in about 5 minutes to maybe talk about this here. So here we go. He was on the call, and he had great relief. And once you have these things out of you, you realize that, you know, life here is not what you thought it was previous, because now you're able to connect more with your divine self because of these energies being taken out of you. So what we're doing now is Earth-based energies. These are ghosts, if you want to call them that, emotional bodies of people who passed on. This is what people see psychically walking around in rooms. You know, you go to houses or places that are haunted. These are these emotional bodies. They're not necessarily, probably never, the spirit of a person that has died, that looks out of your eyes. These are actual emotional bodies that most people perceive. But because they are invisible, people talk about spirit as a general, really loose term, and so they think that this is the spirit of the person. Normally, that is not the case, 99.9% of the time. These are the emotional bodies that are left here. So here we go. We're going to start doing some entity releasing, and these are Earth-based energies. And I'll be doing a special session next month on April 19th, 8 hours in length, if you choose to have these things out of you. We can't necessarily guarantee it's going to be 100%, but 8 hours of clearing on the 19th of next month is going to get rid of a lot of these here. Probably, I would say, maybe upwards to 1,000 of these things will come out of you, if not more, because these energies are what come into your mind, talk inside of your head, give you addictions, and everything else. So here we go. And these are being released now. And actually, when they're out of you, then we're going to be bringing more of you back in, because once you clear the space, you want to have your spirit with you. You may say, why did my spirit leave me? Well, the fragments of you leave through pain and trauma, anything that's not of love energy. And there's a certain point to when the spirit goes, man, I just can't handle this any longer. I'm out of here. And when that happens, when you're completely out of your body, your eyes become glossed over. You can just go out and look at people who are intoxicated, and their eyes are going to be glossed over quite a bit. I see a lot of people who smoke pot a lot, and those people, their eyes are glossed over a lot too, which means that they're not home. And when you're not home, you're not responsible. And this is why a lot of those people have a hard time holding a job or whatever, why alcoholics have a hard time, because what's in control of them is not their own spirit, something else. And it could be hundreds, if not thousands, of entities telling the person what to do in their life. So here we go. These are being released now. I'm going to bring more of you back in. So we're clearing out the parts of you, these little spirit fragments. And they look out of your eyes moment by moment. So in the moment by moment that you're suffering pain or trauma in an argument or whatever, dealing with negativity, they're out of you. So we're going to bring them back to you again. And they have to be kind of cleansed, because they have this residual energy stuck on them. And they don't want to come back here. They're damaged. So we're going to clean them off so that they're whole and complete. Here they come. I'll count to 10. As they come in, you may feel your body change temperatures, might feel chills, tingles, and here we go. Your body might even shake a little bit as they come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we have the light being activated here. We're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is your awakening conscious dropping down into your heart center. This you should be doing daily to get yourself centered with your spirit so that you're in the present moment. We're going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And this you should be doing yourself. It's very easy to do. And here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10987654321, 10987654321, and 10987654321. Okay, so I'll just let you experience this moment here, and we'll put some music on so you can actually feel your divine spirit in your heart center. Again, you just want to kind of relax, feel the energy in your heart center of this wonderful peace energy. And see you back in about a minute or two here. Soulful for telling us about the clock tonight. So for those of you listening, you want to spring ahead. So that's how you turn your clock. Remember, spring ahead, fall back, and we're in spring. So you're actually going to be losing an hour of sleep tonight. So make sure that you do turn your clock ahead when you go to sleep. Otherwise, you're going to be an hour late for where you're going to. So we'll see if Kyle's on board here. Kyle, are you out there in cyberspace land?
Hi, Ron. This is Kyle. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear.
Great.
So, have any questions tonight? Or we could talk about maybe, if you'd like, what you experienced on the ET alien parasite removals. I know you're on the two different weekends that we had, and we have also one tomorrow, which is 8 hours in length.
Yeah, that would be great. Oh, boy, I wish there was words to truly describe just how life-changing that is. You know how you're always talking about if people only understood that our main goal should be to get our spirits and our body 100%, and just how awesome that feels. It's just so neat to feel how much heart energy I feel much more since getting that. It's just like a totally different world. Like if you were to take me and say, okay, we got to go back to the way you was before we did all those clearings, I'd be fighting and kicking the whole way because it's just like a totally different world since we got all those ET parasites out, and there's just no way that I would have known what was in store for us or how much of those dark energies are truly in us, because we got so much work done in so little time, and the light beings were just, you could just feel them helping you and getting rid of all that dark energy that is stopping your spirit from coming in. And it's so amazing to me to find that the way I was living before, how could I even survive like that? Because I had so many of them, and they were just, I had no idea they were stopping me from feeling my spirit that much, but once they were gone, it's just like a totally different world, and you're, to be able to feel true heart energy, and to, there was a lot of mind energy I didn't realize was coming from those ET, dark ET parasites too. Can you talk a little bit about how the dark ET parasites can make mind control come in step two? I mean, that is just way, way, way less, too.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing. So if you're new to the program here and you're wondering what we're talking about, and you go, wow, what is this, ET parasites? So right away your mind goes to something that's physical that you might maybe see like a tapeworm, or maybe you might need a microscope to see. Well, these are actually life forms that are probably equal to the size of you, if not larger. And another way of saying them, too, some of these actually become shapeshifters. And a shapeshifter is a physical being that lives with you, coexists in your body, and that could be any type of extraterrestrial life form that wants to share your body. These are what we call shapeshifters. And you can see them sometimes in people. What happens is you look at someone and you might see this crocodile looking at you, or this lizard, or some really weird-looking life form, and then you blink your eyes or you shake your head or you look back at the person, and all of a sudden they look physical. A movie out there, which doesn't really show this in that extent, but it is a clue, is an old movie called They Live. And the movie They Live, you need special sunglasses to put on, and you could actually see these other aliens that have physical bodies here. Then you take the glasses off, they look like the regular humans. Well, that's a good clue for you. Now, this movie, I think, was probably, in the middle 70s, so it is a pretty old movie. But remember, the dark side always wants to put movies out about itself, so it can have publicity to show the other dark beings here what they're doing. And so this is a movie that kind of shows that. So I'm not saying that the directors of the movies were dark beings, but they somehow get across. Remember, we live in collective consciousness here, and the downloads from the collective consciousness, the mind energy, the darkness, is what people tap into to make movies. And so this is why we have so much out there now on alien stuff. And like the movie Alien, you know, where something pops out of somebody's chest, and now it's a big, gigantic thing that, everybody's getting away from and everything else. But anyway, that's kind of one of it. Another movie is The Mist. And that also shows an alien being that came here by the government opening up, Stargate or Wormhole or Rift in Time or whatever. But anyway, that came through. Now, these are physical beings that we can see. We have these energetic ones that we don't see that are floating around. And so these beings are inside of our body as a host, living on our life force energy, attacking us, so to speak, causing us to have a short lifetime. And they urinate inside of us. So if you have anything wrong with your body, it could be from the urination of these beings. So what happens is when they come in, naturally your spirit can't live in that area. So let's say that you have it come into your arm. Well, is your spirit going to be in your arm? No, it doesn't live there. It can't come into density of the darkness, so it's not going to come into your arm any longer. Or let's say that you have maybe a kidney infection. Well, maybe inside of your kidneys are these extraterrestrial energies, which may look like leeches. And so they're inside of you now. So your spirit cannot come there to heal those areas. So there's many of these beings. There's octopus energies. And so the question that Kyle posed was, how do they change our consciousness, I believe? Well, what happens is we have the interface. Remember, we're like a computer. But just think of this in computer language. So our interface, that the interface is the dark side to us, is the energy that sits on top of our heads. And this is an energy that's also physical here on this planet. And this is the jellyfish energy. And it comes down and it has many, many tentacles with little stingers on it. And those stingers attach to our cells in our body. Remember, these are all energetic, so it's all through you. And this jellyfish energy now interfaces the darkness, the mind energy. Remember, this is the programs that we have running from the dark side. And it now activates these programs according to our cellular memory. So if we have anything in us, which we all have, remember, we're walking judgment factory, and the thoughts of our ancestors are what we're dealing with, and they also have these things in them too. So what happens is, as the dark side wishes to control you, having your body do certain things, It'll just bring forth the energy coming into you as a program, maybe certain frequencies, and that's activated by the work of this jellyfish, and it knows exactly what's in your cellular memory, and it activates those in you, and all of a sudden you start having thoughts inside of your head of a particular situation. So once you're tuned into that particular, a videotape running, or we'll just say it's like a cinema, all of a sudden you're now watching the cinema playing out inside of yourself, and now the dark side is controlling you. So now you go through whatever you need them to do because they want to steal your energy. So you're out of control, and you don't know how to get back into control, so this is what's actually happening. So the dark side is controlling you. This is all the different implants that people talk about. And in fact, we have released implants from the ETs on the sessions, too. If they found any, they took them out of people. People actually felt them leave them. People also felt and actually saw the octopus energies, the squid energies, the maggots, the worms, all different types of energies that we were releasing. The people who were a little more maybe in tune with their body, or we'll just call them seers. Not everybody has to actually physically see these beings, but they do feel the results once they leave because your body feels lighter. And you have a sense that, yeah, man, what was in me? All of a sudden I felt my stomach shrink a little bit. I have more space inside of my body. I can breathe better because these things are inside of you, infesting your body. And this is kind of what they are. So this may sound a little sci-fi to the new people listening, but this healing is what I would say is probably the most important healing you could ever have in your life. So if you want to get well, if you wish to have more spirit energy in you, this is the one that I'd recommend. And I'm having it this Sunday, tomorrow. I'm also doing a session next month, which will be with the same type of energies, April 5th and April 12th. And then on the 19th, I'm going to be doing earth-based energies. So if you're interested in these, definitely get in contact with me. Like I said, this is the most important thing that you can do for your physical body in this lifetime, for the survival of your body, and to bring more of your spirit into you. Because these things are in us, and they're causing us our physical problems that we're dealing with on this earth plane here. And unfortunately, they're in us. And they get activated through our DNA, and also through mind programming by the extraterrestrials to activate like these eggs hatching inside of us, and the light ship is here to take them away so you can do your ascension. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kyle, if you want to add something or if you want to request a special healing of some sort. And we'll be going to the light ship, I would say probably in about maybe 20 minutes. We'll probably go there like 40 minutes after the hour. So you have the floor, Kyle.
All right.
Or the microphone. You got it. It's your show right now.
Okay. Thanks for that excellent explanation. That really helped me understand and hope it helped other people. And one thing I want to say is, you know, now that the light ship, creation light ship, is here to help us, you know, our real divinity can be with us, and the only thing stopping us from having it is our densities. And I'm so thankful for all the clearings you've done and all the densities that have been removed, because it's just been so life-changing. And the hard thing to convey to people is when you're in mind energy, I guess you just don't know you're in it, so you don't know what it's like not to be in it. And especially when we got all those parasites out, it seems like the dark side's doing like the boil the frog syndrome to us all, and we have no idea it's happening to us. They're slowly warming up the water and getting our spirits out, and we have no idea it's even happening to us because they're doing it so slow. And then once we get them out, we're like, holy cow, I was boiling and frying that crap, and I had no idea it was even happening. So I'd like to encourage everybody. Is it too late for them to contact you tomorrow if they want to get on even? Because,
that's no problem. You know, just remember the time change tonight, and just contact me. You can give me a phone call if you wish. That's fine, or an email. I'll be checking both of those. So, yeah, you can always send me a check. For the first-timers, this 8-hour healing session is $175. And next month, if you wish to get on, we'll be sending out emails. the program that we're having. So what you could do is get on my email list, and we'll be sending out emails probably in the next week. So anyway, that's what I would encourage you to do. But yeah, this these ET parasites, life forms that are inside of us, and they can be bigger than you. You know, some of the octopus tentacles are like 20 foot in length, about 6 inches in diameter. And they can be wrapped around your throat, wrapped around your spine, around your rib cage, around your body organs. So you can have a problem for your whole lifetime going to, you know, your local doctor down the street here, the local MD, or even go to a specialist, and you go, man, I have this breathing problem. And they take x-rays and do scans on you, and they go, we can't find anything wrong with you. Well, naturally they're not, because these things are invisible, and they can be causing all of your problems. And so these healings are, you know, this is, you know, Jesus never did these healings 2,000 years ago. So you have the opportunity now to experience this energy. I don't think these healings were ever on this planet. So you're getting rid of the DNA density out of you from all of your ancestors. Remember, these things are like time-coded. Remember, we're dealing with time here. Remember, the time is what the enemy is. So when you're in time, you're in the mind. So we're in the mind energy. And that's like your natal chart and predictions and everything else that is just a dark side script for you to live your life. The light only works in the now. There's no predictions in the light, because everything changes moment by moment. If the light allowed you to have or to control you, then they're no different than the dark side, because the dark side is doing the exact same thing. So the light gives you free choice, free will. This is why I call this place a prison planet, because we are held captive here by these ETs. So this is kind of my stand on this whole situation. If there's any positive ETs out there, where are they? And the ones that maybe people talk about are probably also controlled by these energies, these extraterrestrial beings that are inside of them. And so basically, you know, I do healings on ETs also. I do special sessions with them if they wish to have healing work done. In fact, what we're going to do right now is, people may have possibly, I'll use the word loosely here, as spirit guides around them. They could also be shapeshifters. Remember, we don't know what the invisible is. So what we're going to do is a healing now for these dark side beings, or beings that maybe have a partial light in them, but they turned into darkness. So maybe we're dealing with beings that are 10% light, created by the creation light shift. So they do have a spirit, but they may be filled with 90% darkness, which is probably what most of these ETs are, because they're not willing to come down here and to show their light frequencies to help us. And I'll go one step further. The buzzwords out there is the fact that, you know, these divine beings, whatever they are, cannot help us because we have to learn our lessons here, and they can't help us because of karma. All that is a bunch of BS. If they were strictly in the light, they would come here, just like the light ship is doing. This is why the light ship is here, to do this. So if we had these wonderful ETs out there helping us, you know, they would come here to really help us to get rid of this stuff that we're controlled by. So I say they're probably controlled also. And that's the process that we have. Very interesting, there was a gentleman, Billy Meyer, who had I believe it was the Arcturians. I may not be right at that, but he channeled and was on these spaceships. If I'm correct, you might type it into the fast chat here, or if it was a different ET race. It makes no difference to me. We'll just make it very general. This ET race allowed him to go onto their spaceship, and they gave him all these predictions about what's going to happen in the future. And lo and behold, I think they all came true. Well, if they knew about these predictions, how the mind control of the negative ETs are controlling us, then, you know, where were they to help out? You know, are they in bed with these people doing the predictions, or are they controlled themselves? So you have to give that some thought here. So were they really divine beings here to help us, telling us what kind of crap we're getting into, you know? Because they knew about it in the future. So how do they know about it? They're reading the dark side script. Were they here to help us? Well, why didn't they help us? Why didn't they get rid of this dark side energy? So I'll give that to you for food for thought. And this is what we find a lot with a lot of these people doing the channeling and bringing this energy in from collective consciousness and the ETs out there, is that the energy sounds great on paper, but where in the hell are they? You know, they're probably controlled by the dark side too, and they may not even know it. So what we're going to do now is a healing for the people. Palladians. Okay, thank you, Marie. She thought it was a Palladian. So anyway, here we go. So any of these beings that want to come into the light, they have a chance to do so. And whether they have a spirit, a soul in their body or not, they have this choice. If they have a physical body in their own dimension that was created from darkness, then they're given the chance to have their spirit or a spirit come into them so that now they can come into the light. And this is what has to happen. So and the light does not judge them whatsoever. The only judgment the light has is that these beings are in our territory here and they shouldn't be here. This is what happens during ascension. The darkness is forced to leave the light. But these beings now are given this wonderful opportunity to come into the light. You might feel energies in your room leaving, possibly, as they're probably listening to my program on your computer. They can go right into this light being on your monitor screen. You might feel them leave you. Some people actually hear them go by them, and they may get words inside of their head as a thank you. So you're all helping these beings come into the light. So here we go. On a count to 10, and they're going to be leaving, going into the light. And this is a wonderful healing for all of them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And they're leaving right now. You might feel energies even leaving your body if they were inside of your body waiting to come into the light. Sometimes people have these beings in them, and they have no way to come into the light until they're invited into it. So here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll just leave you with some silence here and kind of feel your body. They're still leaving you if you have anything inside of you that is of the darkness. And just experience this wonderful energy leaving you. And also, you can check out your room. Some people have animals and pets who also these things inhabit, and they're now leaving. Just watch the light beam as they get collected. Very, very beautiful. This light beam is really radiating energy now, and they'll know to go into the light. Seven, eight, nine, and 10. Kyle, you're still out there. I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, every time I have sponsored a show, it's just totally amazing how much heart energy and divinity come in to me and helps me out, because usually I'm scared to talk in public and stuff, and this is just awesome to be able to feel so relaxed and feel the love of creation, light, and past force, and our spirit coming in so much more, and our hearts being expanded, and it's just an awesome gift. I was wondering, could you talk a little bit about, in general, for maybe the newcomers, what the creation light shift is in general and why it comes here, and like maybe a little bit about our invisible bodies and densities and what happens to us and why we need to clear them out?
Sure, yeah. What we have around us is invisible bodies that we can't see. And these are in place. This is what we cleared earlier, like the emotional and the mental and the feeling. We have a trauma body, a pain body. There's many bodies that are invisible. Now, they were put in place by the Earth Spirit because of mind energy. And that's because when people use mind energy, they create and use a psychic attack on other people. So whenever you think of somebody, you're giving them a psychic attack. And with that, you're normally transmitting the energy from your mind along with the emotions of what you're thinking. And so all of a sudden, the person gets a whammy. And so the Earth Spirit put in these bodies to interface your physical body from psychic attack energy. So it's like a buffer body. And it initially, when you're first born, this is why babies look so pure and beautiful, wonderful, with their life force energy radiating all around them, and their eyes are very bright. That's because these bodies are not contaminated yet, and they're full of spirit. And then as you get a little bit older, maybe you turn about 5 years of age, you start walking around, you know, and crawling and being told how to respond. Maybe you started kindergarten at the age of five. All of a sudden, you're now dealing with mind energy very heavily, and you're out of, you know, the energy of love energy because you're away from your parents. So all of a sudden, you get slammed into these situations on Earth. In fact, that actually happens when you're first born. You're in love energy, and then the dark side program hits you. I do a mind loop clearing, I believe, number two. And that deals with when you're first born. So you're in your mother, dealing with heart energy, pure love, and then you pop out, and all of a sudden you're dealing with all this mind energy here, and that's the mind loop body number two that I clear out of people. And all of a sudden you're dealing with mind, and it's very, very traumatic for your spirit. But anyway, what happens is these bodies get filled up full of crud through psychic attack energies, and also your physical body going through its process to get healed. Remember, your body's still full of the judgment of all of your ancestors. This is your cellular memory. This is why you deal with what you may want to call karma here. It's all stuck inside of you. So you're walking judgment factory, continuously popping out judgments, trying to clear them out of yourself. These bodies get overloaded, and then when they get filled up completely, then all of a sudden you start dealing with physical effects happening to you, and they're normally negative. And that's all your different situations here, what you want to call karma, because these bodies are now stuffed full of this gunk, this negativity, the dark side programming. So you start getting older, you start maybe aging, you start losing your life force energy, your eyes become darker, duller, and now you start getting aches and pains, and you start dealing with life experiences here. And eventually you die from all these overloaded bodies. So we do clearings on these bodies so that you can have life again and get out of the densities. So when you have your bodies cleared, you start looking younger. This is what most people feel. They have more energy. They feel younger. They look younger. Most people, their friends will say, gee, what happened to you? You know, the last month or so, you've changed a lot. And to you, you don't realize that change because you're living day by day, and you only know your reality in the present moment. And so unless you had a picture of yourself, you really wouldn't know that you changed that much, but everybody around you will notice the changes in you. And this is what happens. So these bodies are definitely, you know, a must to get cleared out of you. This is why we have so many clearings. If you want to see the listed services, just scroll down beneath the light beam here, and it says page one, page two. You can click on them and read them. This is brought forth because people needed to have a lot of clearings here. In the time of Jesus, there was so much less density that the healings were probably at least 100 times easier to do, maybe a couple hundred times, versus what it is today. So these densities are preventing you from having healings. So this is why you don't heal. Along with all these now extraterrestrial critters that are in us, and we'll take away one of them here. We'll take away the octopus energy. That seems to be everybody's favorite who are on these calls when I call them, because they actually feel the tentacles leaving their bodies from the inside of them. They go down your throat. You can feel it come out of your throat sometimes. And this is real stuff. This is not something that I'm making up. I'm sure everybody that's been on the calls knows this is real and that they can't wait to get these suckers out of them because it's causing them harm. So here we go. This energy here now is coming out of the inside of you. And we're also working with pets and animals right now. So if you happen to have a dog or cat, Annika has a little guinea pig that we're going to work with right now too. And we're going to do healing, and this is part of the healing process now, is to pull these things out. So here we go. Taking this out here. This tentacle is now down your throat, and it's wrapped around your tailbone. So if you do feel something inside of your body moving, maybe you might hear your stomach gurgling or something. This is because these tentacles are being released from your little suction cups. And you might even feel your stomach decrease a little bit. Coming around, it's wrapped around your rib cage now. This is just one tentacle coming out. And I also have other shows on BBS where I'm doing this here. So if you're really interested in seeing what's going on, you go to the archives and the date, if somebody could maybe type it into the fast chat here if you'd like to look at it. The date is 10-10-08 of last year, 10-10-08. And then the previous year of 07, it was 11-30. So here we go, coming out. This one's coming. That just got released from you. And that's number one. Remember, these have 8 tentacles. There are some that look like octopus that have about 20. But I don't know what the 20 would be. So there's something there. Who knows what 20 would be called with an octopus. Some kind of puss. But anyway, we'll keep on going here. So here we go. Another one's coming out. There we go. That one's out. This one here is wrapped around your neck. It's tapped around your neck probably about 30 turns here. Now, this is about a 20-foot-long tentacle coming out. And if you feel like maybe your voice might change on this here as it gets released from you, it could be attached to your voice box inside of your throat. And they also attach to your teeth. Here we go. Coming out. And coming out. There. That one's gone. Number two. Number three tentacle. This is attached to your right elbow. So I see all these things here. If any of you want to have your third eye opened up, you may not want to have it opened up to see these here. It may scare the hell out of you, and you may not want to see what I'm seeing. So having your third eye open is not necessarily a good thing for you. Out. Okay, number four tentacle is coming out. This is around your genitals here. So here we go. And out. Out. There we go. Number five. This is around your heart. Kind of picture your heart being squeezed. Also having these little tentacles secrete their poisons inside of you, going through your whole bloodstream. Restricting the operation the way your heart beats. Here we go. Okay, that one's out. Number six. Number six is going through your head, going through your ears. Anybody have a hearing problem? We'll see if this corrects it here. Coming out. There, that one's gone. And number seven, this is up your nose. And it's going out kind of inside of your head here. So it's kind of attached to your brain a little bit. That's what I'm seeing. And it's coming out. So if you do feel your head kind of changing somewhat, maybe your eyes are squinting as it's being released, it's halfway out, three quarters, and out. And the last one here, this one here is attached around your stomach. We have to unwind it here to get it out. Remember, these are about 20 foot in length, and they're about a 6-inch diameter tentacle. Remember, they're energetic, so this is how they look. So you wonder why you feel full all the time inside of your body. This is the reason. Here we go. And also, if you eat food, they're probably sharing this meal with you. So, Guess who's coming for dinner? Here we go, coming out. Out. There we go. So, Kyle, that one's out. How do you feel? Do you feel any changes?
Oh, yeah. It's just amazing how much difference you can feel between how you felt before and how much better you feel afterwards. And the thing is, when you get on the call where you do this a long time, by the time you get done with the whole call, it's just a total life-changing experience where you just feel totally different. It's just amazing.
Yep, and some people actually have felt a little pain as these things were being released, and that's perfectly normal because your body has to heal itself. So if these are actually physically attached to you, causing you pain, as they get released, the pain could maybe enhance slightly, but within a day or two, the pain goes away, and you know that you got rid of this sucker. Most people feel like the inside of their body might be about a third less than what it was before. You might think that you had fatty tissue in you, and that was these things living there. And so it's just very interesting to feel the change. I'm going to take out another one. This one here is working in your joints. In fact, after this, we'll go to the light ship. So this here is what I call the little caterpillars. So we'll just take these out of here. We're in the moment on this show. It's already say a quarter till, so we need to get on to the light ship quickly here. Here we go. These are coming out of you. And like I said, these calls that I'm doing, which are 8 hours in length to get rid of these things, is probably the most important thing you can ever do in your lifetime. So here we go, coming out. There's a bunch of these leaving you. You might want to wiggle your fingers, your toes, etc. Okay, that's about all I can do right now. So we're going to go to the light ship. So this will not work on the archives because we do have ET abductions, interventions here by these people in spacecraft. And I don't want you to think because you put a thought out that you're going to the light ship, because you cannot do that. So here we go. This will not work with the archives. It only works live right now. So we're going to connect everybody here who's listening live on this program. And if you are listening to this on an archive, just listen. You may feel the energy, but you will not be on the light ship. But the light beam will be activated still, so you can actually feel the pure love energy coming into you. And you're going to feel that in your heart center. So again, on this particular session, just think of one physical problem that you're dealing with. And we're going to see if we can have that maybe corrected now for you on the light ship. Here we go. We're going up right now. You're going to maybe feeling the wonderful sense of the white light tunnel as the light ship connects you to an energetic link. And we're there now. Our animals and pets are now leaving us. And we're going into the first room, and they're taking us into a room. Normally it's the hot tub room, but they're showing me the pain release room. So we're probably having people more on this call who have pain in their bodies. So this room is where they can release pain from us. So again, request where your pain is in your body, and we'll see what they can do to help you. We're going into one other location, and this is where they can work with our joints of our body. So if you have maybe a stiff shoulder or something, maybe you have bone against bone, you know, where your cartilage is worn as you're older, they can also help you with that. Remember, the healings work according to your genetic belief system. And what that means, it works with your judgment. How much have you worked on yourself to clear away the densities to allow the healing to take place? So here we go. We're in this special room now where they're working with our joints, cartilage. They can work with tendons. If you had an accident in the past, they can also help you with that. So I'll allow you just to have this experience or go into the room where the dolphins are. If you wish to put your hands out in front of you, we're in this beautiful water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds, and you can actually feel the texture of the dolphin skin by moving your hands in front of you. And I'll put some music on now so you can just enjoy this wonderful healing session. And like I said, if I haven't said it, the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. The light beam doctors are on the Creation Light Ship. This is Creation Energy itself, and you're having this wonderful experience working with these divine light beings who have not incarnated yet. They're pure source energy in physical form. Another location, and this room is people's favorites. They love the golden waterfall room, so we're in there right now. And again, just request your healing of what you'd like to have right now, and we're bringing the golden waterfall energy into you. It'll come in through the light beam. It'll be here. I'm counting to 10 as it comes into your room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, these are all heart-based healings. They do not use the mind energy whatsoever, because the light never created mind. They only created love. Another room on the light ship before we come back, and this is the hot tub room. This is where they do like a detox on you. So here we go. We're in this room now. We all have our own individual hot tub. We're in different color gel, so you may feel your skin change a little bit as you're being detoxified. And we're in this room. Remember, we're out of time on the light ship, but we're actually in their particular time. It's a little hard to describe, but we're up there longer than what we are down here. And all energies on the light ship, you know, have physicality. So when you're there, you're actually physically walking around, just like you are on the ground here, although you're on the Creation light ship. There's doors, there's windows, there's offices, because that has to have physicality there for them to work with you. So we're going to come back now from the light ship. We're thanking all the beautiful doctor teams who are working with us. Your healing took place between you and them, and we're getting ready to come back. So if you brought any animals or pets up, they're coming to you right now. And we're getting ready to come back down, and we're coming down. I'll just count to 10 so you can actually feel the energy shift and change. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And we're back here. So I'll just turn it over to you, Kyle. Are you there still?
I'm here. Ron, I just got to tell you, this is the most awesome journey ever. And I got to tell you something else. There's nothing like getting your spirit in your body more. I'm so thankful for that. And I got to say it on the air. Contact is all it takes to change your life. And then you sense a change and nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. And I know that I hope everybody can get a spark of their spirit, tell them just how great this is, and they'll get on the call tomorrow so they can get their spirit in their bodies more and feel more of their real divinity, and then their body will have a chance to ascend with their spirit. And once your body gets a chance to feel your spirit, it wants to ascend so bad, and you're out of that mind energy, and you're not wasting your time on all this stuff trying to figure everything out anymore because your spirit knows. And I'm so thankful you're here to help us, and I just want to say thank you for this show. It's been great.
You're very welcome, Kyle. Remember, all you guys need is one book, and the one book in your metaphysical library is one page, and it'll just say, go within. Everything else is mind energy, and it tries to describe the light, but just need the one book. Your spirit knows your truth. This is why we get you into your heart center all the time here on this program, so that you can feel who you really are. Otherwise, you're in your head. And remember that your head will mimic the darkness, 100% almost. So this is what's happening now with New Age metaphysics, is that they're dealing with mind energy to separate you from your heart energy, getting you to do things with the mind. This is the ploy of the darkness at the end of every 2,000-year cycle. This is why there's so many practitioners out there today, thousands of them doing spiritual work, spiritual attunements, and they use the same energies or the same, not the energies, but the same wordings, of divine, of angels, of this and that, and it's not the same. This is creation energy working with you. Nothing to do with mind. And the light ship is here to help you for the ascension process, and time is getting very near. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Come on the call tomorrow. You can send me a check or use PayPal and send me an email or call me up on the phone. Either way works, but don't miss out. You know, because, you know, right now the train is leaving down the track slowly. You know, you don't want to miss that train. So we'll see you later. So blessings to all of you. Our next show that we're having will be Monday, and it's 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. And I'll be at the New Life Expo in New York at the end of this month. And I have 6 ARE workshops for those of you back east. It'll be very wonderful to see all of you if you are back east. So blessings, and see you all later. Goodbye, everyone.